that. I guess it's because he's black, you know, so you have to forget everything else. You know, you have to forget the dangers and the consequences and the long-term ramifications of such an experiment. The short-term was what was more important, but, you know, that short-term experiment is over. I don't know what was gained from it, but I don't really think a lot. I think there was a lot more damage that was done to this country by trying an experiment like that, where that doesn't even know how to run a lemonade stand, has no business experience, gets in there and makes up a logo, you know, that, yeah, I guess that logo of his should be urinated on probably forever. Gets in there and I guess gets a hold of a lot of taxpayer dollars and has a blast for himself and goes on vacations all the time all around the world and travels, you know, and lives the high life, gets rich basically off of being a president, you know, where other presidents, I guess, have gotten rich too as well off doing it. But a lot of presidents have already had money and they've had businesses, and that's sort of the footsteps that they've taken or to sort of start from that and then work their way up. But this sort of set a new standard that you can get in there and just rip the taxpayers off and get away with it and face no consequences. And I don't know if anybody remembers that Solyndra. That was supposed to be a real huge project of theirs that failed miserably. It was supposed to be solar, and they got cheap solar panels from China, but I guess there was a problem with the import duties. They never really figured out how those things should be taxed, because everything that enters from China has to get a duty and customs tax. So from what I understand, those solar panels just sat in the ships in the ocean and never made it in, so therefore that company was pretty much bankrupt before it even had a chance to do 1% of what it was created to do. And it was funded, I think it was something like $300 to $500 million at the taxpayer's expense. So good deal, you know, you get to be president, you get all this money, and then you can create these fake companies that fold up and can't do anything they're supposed to do, and we pay for it. Makes you wonder if there was any money laundering or something else going on, and that was just a front to do other things, like maybe get illegal drugs into the country, or illegal arms or something. Who knows? But that's what you get. Somebody has to be a president because, I guess, of their race or their sex or their religion. You know, they have to get in there because there's a discrimination and there's a disparity, and you have to give them a chance because they're underprivileged. So therefore, the underprivileged people, you know, have to have the same chance to get in there and be president. So who knows? Maybe one of us on the Liberty Net, you know, might qualify one day to be president. I nominate Richie DMD. Anyway, hope the transmission made it out there. Back to the net, KAHJOY from KA2PTE.
Well, you're right, Steve. That experiment did not go well, KA2PTE. And if anything, I think one of the biggest things I saw that President Barack Obama did was cause detrimental race relation problems and white and black against law enforcement and taking responsibility and us being able to do our job. He really screwed that up. So with that being said, Mr. Ritchie, we're back to you. You come booming into Ohio from your two lands. So KB2DMD, this is KAHJOY.
KAHJOY and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD. Well, I'm actually in three land. I got the two land call. I'm in Pennsylvania, Bob. But thanks for the nice report. And Steve, thanks for the nomination. You took a fade. I didn't hear what I was nominated for. But it's nice that somebody's thinking about me. I appreciate that. Nice to be thought of. I Christmas thing, Bob. You know, just, you know, mix it up and, you know, divide and conquer. You know, he's not the only politician to think up that one. And then, you know, at the same time tell you that diversity makes us stronger. You know, how anybody ever came up with that. But it sells. It's amazing how many people buy into that. How diversity makes anything stronger. You know, you can have two right shoes or two left shoes. That's diverse, isn't it? doesn't make anything stronger. You know, you can't wear them. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how I can sue the NBA for discrimination. I mean, sure, I'm a 58-year-old white guy who can't play basketball. But wouldn't having me in the NBA be the height of diversity? And so it would make the league stronger, wouldn't it? So, yeah, I should be able to sue. It sounds like discrimination to me. Okay, on 150,000, what did he say, 150 million? Killed by guns. Well, Biden's doddering Alzheimer's patient. The guy really needs professional care. He needs to be in a hospice someplace. And I'm sure he could get into a good one with the congressional health care plan. You know, all these congressmen and senators keep, going on and on about health care. But the one thing that they never mention is how they're going to get us all on the congressional plan. I wonder who you got a you-know-what to get into that plan. That's all right. They can keep it. I'll stay with Dr. Jesus always. But, you know, Biden, he seems to be, like a relatively new thing for most people. Well, he's not for people in the gun culture. I can remember him as far back as I've been alive, Bob. This guy... not even the gun culture. I mean, yeah, he's been probably one of the staunchest and most outspoken enemies of the Second Amendment. But really, of America in general, anybody that can remember the Clarence Thomas hearings, and Anita Hill and the pubic hairs on her can of soda pop and all that total garbage, and how Biden was just, I can remember watching it on TV, and I can remember Clarence Thomas saying, what a stellar jurist that man is. He's the only right-thinking man on the Supreme Court, the only true constructionist. And probably one of the greatest this country's ever seen since the days of the Founding Fathers. I can remember how Biden would just relit that ignorant, filthy man would just tear into a man like Clarence Thomas. It was the most disgusting thing I ever seen in my life. And finally, Clarence Thomas, he was just withered by it. He said, you know what, confirm me. Or not, but let this end now. He just had it. That man is a bully. He's just a disgusting scoundrel. And my whole life, whenever I would turn on the news, anything that even remotely resembled the Constitution or the Founding Fathers, anything that was American, not right or left, Bob, but American, Biden was, he'd be right there to burn it down. That was his job. That man is the biggest America hater and rights destroyer of them all. What a disgusting human being. And if they would even consider him for anything, I mean, he's not fit to clean toilets, especially now. I mean, his mind has completely left him. The man wouldn't be, he wouldn't even make a good homeless guy. I mean, he's shot. He's completely shot. He's still up there running for public office, let alone the presidency. It's ludicrous. I have to pinch myself. it's not a bad dream. It's just so, so unbelievable. But, you know, there you have it. You know, truth is stranger than fiction. Nothing else for this round, Bob. Thank you, and good net tonight. Really enjoying it. KAJOR and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD.
Well, thank you, Richie. KB2DMD. Yeah, it is pretty amazing. Biden is just a bumbling boob, and some of his gaffes are amazing. But remember, during the last presidential go-around, he talked about nothing wrong with a double-barrel shotgun. Go out on the porch and put one round in the air. He just is an odd bird. And they worry so much about, oh, we've got to get the guns to save lives. But yet they are for late-term abortion. What about those lives? God should make and hopefully will have those people sent straight to hell. It's kind of amazing. All righty. With that being said, I'm going to go right to Bill. KO4FE with your strong signal here in Akron, Ohio. KAHJOY.
Okay, KAHJOY from KO4FE. Okay, Bob. Well, don't have a whole lot on this round. I did catch an article where the Pope, maybe he's got the virus. It says sick Pope cancels engagements for third day in a row. Pope Francis canceled official engagements for the third day in a row Saturday as he battled an apparent cold. Yeah, they're saying it's a cold. Maybe it's the virus. He's only got had half of one of his lungs removed when he was young. Let's see, canceled two big events at the Vatican. He's leaving the Vatican to spend a week in the Roman countryside. I guess he wants to get away from all those immigrants they've got pouring into Italy, bringing sickness and crime. Maybe he's, maybe the Pope's on his last legs. I don't know. I mean, he's all for flooding Europe with immigrants. Maybe they've passed some disease on to him. It says here the coronavirus is, they got 800 cases in northern Italy. I don't know if they've had any deaths. I think, Feed Air still claiming that there haven't been any, that the only deaths have been Asians. I don't know if that's true. Let me see what they're saying about that. Let's see. They were keeping track of it. Here's some more news. This is out of India. You know, India's got a lot going on right now. They've got a nationalist government. This Modi, who's the prime minister over there, he's a Hindu nationalist. They're over there burning mosques down. It hasn't been much in the news, but if you check the international media, there's been many extensive reports on it. I guess the Hindus have had enough of the Muslims, and they're having demonstrations. They're accusing the government of carrying out assassinations against Muslims. They burned down some mosques. And now Modi is stripping their version of DACA immigrants, illegal immigrants in India. They're taking their citizenship away. It says here India's massive welcome for President Trump last week showed it will remain a real nation state into the next century, while America probably won't we keep up our immigration policy. But anyway, Prime Minister Modi's government is implementing a common sense citizenship laws to protect India's national identity. Much like China, India is consolidating itself as an empire with a solid ethno-religious core. Its laws provide a model for how a nationalist American government could undo at least some of the damage from decades of out-of-control immigration. But rather than imitating them, Trump is using the visit to make an identity politics appeal to Indian American voters who will never support him anyway. Nonetheless, the welcome in India was impressive, with over 100,000 Indians cheering for Trump. Maybe this is what Donald Trump thought being president would be like, just having huge adulatory crowds, displays of patriotism and traditional cultural celebrations, even if it's in India. There was also a serious purpose in the consolidating the U.S.-India alliance to check China. Yet the U.S. media is providing mostly sneering coverage. Partly this is because since September 11, 2001, journalists have become paradoxically eager to defend Muslims. And Prime Minister Modi's government party can fairly be called a Hindu nationalist party. Thus, President Trump is being smeared as cozying up to a, quote, strong man, unquote, meaning a democratically elected leader that leftist journalists don't like. They say the same thing about Salvini in Italy, Bolsonaro in Brazil, Orban in Hungary. Yet while President Trump and President Modi don't agree on trade, the president did secure a major arms sale, consolidating the military alliance that's been slowly taking shape since the George W. Bush administration. As for a man who's constantly accused of being a clumsy fool, President Trump adroitly dodged gotcha questions about India's new citizenship laws, saying that such domestic matters are, quote, up to India, unquote. Apparently, journalists generally believe Trump should spark a major diplomatic incident by attacking India's citizenship policies. After all, they cheer on Mexicans meddling with our immigration policy. So anyway, it's just the media usual spin. Any leader that's a nationalist will be chastised and denounced as a strong man. I mean, they call Trump a dictator almost every day on these liberal networks, accusing him of all kind of ridiculous things. So it's just, they don't, you know, but yet you could be a communist and you're not going to be called a strong man. They don't call the head of Red China a strong man. You don't hear them call Castro a strong man. They just refer to him as, well, he's dead, but his brother's in. They never call Raul Castro a strong man. They call him the president or leader or whatever. So anyway, the media is just leftist, communist. They don't like patriots or nationalists, even outside of America. If they're a communist or a leftist, then they're a leader, a president. If they're a nationalist, then they're a strong man, a dictator, you know, whatever, all the things they use against Trump. But Trump does need to get this Indian immigration. I don't know what he's thinking on that. They're allowing Indians to pour in. They don't vote. They may be nationalists in their own country, which makes sense, but as soon as they get over here, they learn very quickly that they got to vote for the Democrats. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KA8JOY from KO4FE.
Well, almost every day I see the word racist against President Trump, which I think is bizarre, because that's one of the few things I would think of him as, is a racist. You touched on the virus. There's been one death in America in the state of Washington so far, but the male was an older adult male, and he already had a compromised health situation. So, and my nurse daughter says the virus, a cold is also a virus, and the coronavirus is closer to a cold virus than the actual influenza. And all these people that are buying masks off the shelf like there's no tomorrow, they don't prevent you from the germ getting to you. If you wear a mask and you have the virus, if you're wearing a mask and you sneeze, it will stop the droplets, the atomized droplets. But the only way you could properly prevent yourself would be having glasses, goggles, or a face shield, because as long as your eyes are still open, the droplets, the atomized droplets from a coronavirus-infected person could get to you through your eye tissue. So just kind of some interesting thoughts about that whole mess. With that being said, I will go to my last participant, Mr. Moe. KD0RSA, are you still with us? This is KAHJOY. Mo, thank you. KD0RSA. That puts me at the bottom of the list on round number two, but before I continue, I'm going to look for any additional check-ins. So CQCQ, this is KAHJOY for the Great Liberty Net. Over.
K-A-I-N-E. KD2.
So what's next?
There's I-N-E there, Bob.
K-E-H-I-N-E, Jim. So, I'm at the bottom of the list, so why don't you go ahead, over.
Well, all I do is say pray. Looks like nothing like this happens with this virus without God allowing it. He didn't create it, so sometimes he lets your enemies chastise you. And, it's 7490 at 8 a.m. on Saturday here. 9 a.m., and they had the most information I ever heard yet about the virus. And after World War II, there was a fear over there. Teresa Newman that suffered the Passion of Christ, so that she was shown a lot of things, and she predicted a lot of things back then. And the Nazis come to get her, and she was going through a one of her deals there, like Christ was suffering. And she came to the door with blood running from her eyes, and the Nazis left. Well, after the war, some of the GIs asked her, will America ever have a problem? She said, America will be brought to its knees. This is probably what it's all about. May God help us if this thing spreads. Can you imagine what it's going to do to the infrastructure here? And the 95% of our medicine comes from China. Even some of our parts for military airplanes come from China. And as far as I'm concerned, them guys that went over there, they should keep them there, that wanted to build their factories over there, keep them over there. And if the virus hits them, well, they ask for it. And maybe this is God's way of cleaning out this world instead of the 3 days of darkness prophecy. Or that may still happen and stop the whole thing. K-A-I-N-E, Back to net. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. That's an interesting outlook as far as bringing America to its knees. I'm hoping it doesn't. I hope we go bow on our knees, stand for our flag, and pray on our knees is something we definitely need. So with that being said, Mr. Larry, I am back to you. It is round number three. This is your turn, N4ROQKAHJOY.
Okay, Bob. Still sounding good. INE, I got you down here, so you're coming in good down here. Okay. K4FE, Bill, I believe it is, you're booming in down, so you're sounding great down here tonight. Disregarding this sanctuary deal, Trump has really done great in the sanctuary fight. There's a good article in the paper about the Trump administration can withhold millions of dollars in law enforcement grants to four states to cooperate with U.S. immigration enforcement. A federal appeals court in New York ruled Wednesday in a decision that conflicted with three other federal appeals courts. The ruling by the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan overturned a lower court's decision ordering the administration to release funding to New York City and seven states, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Washington, Massachusetts, Virginia, and Rhode Island. The states and cities sued the U.S. government after the Justice Department announced in 2017 that it would withhold grant money from cities and states until they gave federal immigration authorities access to jails and provide advance notice when someone in the country illegally is about to be released. Before the change, cities and states seeking grant money were required only to show they were not preventing local law enforcement from communicating with federal authorities about the immigration status of people who were detained. At the time, then Attorney General Jeff Sessions said so-called sanctuary policies make all of us less safe because they intentionally undermine our lives and protect illegal aliens who have committed crimes. In 2018, the Justice Department imposed additional conditions on the grant money, though challenges to those have not yet reached the appeals court in New York. The Second Court said, the Second Circuit said the plain language of relevant laws makes clear that the U.S. Attorney General can impose conditions on states and municipalities receiving money, and it noted that the U.S. Supreme Court has repeatedly observed that the federal government maintains broad powers over states when it comes to immigration policies. In the past 2 years, federal appeals courts in Chicago, Philadelphia, and San Francisco have ruled against the federal government by upholding lower court injunctions placed on the enforcement of some or all of the challenge conditions. While mindful of the respect owed to our sister circuits, we cannot agree that the federal government must be enjoined from imposing the challenging conditions on the federal grants here at issue, the Second Court three-judge panel said in a decision written by Judge Rania Raggi. These conditions help the federal government enforce national immigration laws and policies supported by successive Democratic and Republican administrations. But more to the authorization point, they ensure that applicants satisfy particular sanctuary grant requirements imposed by Congress and subject to Attorney General oversight. The Justice Department, praising the decision, issued a statement calling it a major victory for Americans. So this is great for Trump and great for America that they're getting away from the sanctuary city deal. They're not going to get the money from the government if they continue this sanctuary cities, all these different states that are following the sanctuary city deal. There's one other article regarding here in Tennessee. I live pretty close to the University of Tennessee, outside that area, but not very far away. there was a professor that has been arrested on federal charges there. He's a Chinese fellow named Hu, H-U. And this comes from USA Today. He's being arrested. This is accused of hiding China connection. UT professor arrested on federal charges. The researcher at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville was arrested Thursday on federal charges. He defrauded the National Aeronautics and Space Administration by hiding his dual employment with a Chinese university. Anining Hu, an associate professor in UT's Department of Mechanical, Aerospace, and Biomedical Engineering, faces three counts of wire fraud and three counts of making false statements, according to a news release from the U.S. Department of Justice. A federal law enacted in 2011 prohibited NASA from using appropriated funds on projects in collaboration with Chinese companies or universities. So this fellow wants to work for the Chinese also. To Hu stands accused of forcing a violation of that law by lying to UT and omitting information about his affiliation with a university run by the Chinese government. He calls UT to falsely certify to NASA that it was in compliance with the law, prosecutors allege. Hu was suspended by UT on Thursday and may face termination. Hu moved to Knoxville from Canada after being hired by UT in November 2013. In the resume he submitted with his application, Hu failed to mention he worked at the Beijing University of Technology's Institute of Laser Engineering, according to a federal indictment. He also didn't disclose the position when he applied for tenure. In the years after being hired at UT, Hu continued to work with the Beijing University. Between March 2015 and January, the indictment states, Hu was listed as an author or co-author in at least six published research papers that identified him as being affiliated with the Beijing University. Between September 2015 and December 2018, he was identified as the inventor on 12 patent applications filed in China. So here's this guy working over here at the University of Tennessee, and he's filed 12 patent applications as an inventor in China. Hu also supervised graduate students in the Institute of Laser Engineering. Here he is in the laser engineering, worked on projects sponsored by the Chinese government, and oversaw the operation of a lab. My group there is focusing on super resolution nano manufacturing and printable electronics, Hu wrote in an email to U.S. professor in 2017. So here he is in super resolution nano manufacturing and printable electronics. Still employed by China and still working here at the University of Tennessee, getting a lot of information. Meanwhile, Hu repeatedly lied on forms he filled out for UT prosecutors, alleged checking no when asked, are you an officer, director, board member, trustee, or employee of any organization or business entity other than the university. In 2016, Hu prepared a proposal to work on a NASA-funded project, as was informed by a UT employee of the funding restrictions surrounding Chinese companies and universities. Later that year, UT submitted a proposal for Hu called Nano Brazing Stainless Steel Containers for Breaking the Chain of Contact, BTC Mars Sample Return Mission. And in 2018, the university submitted one called Printed Metallic Sensors based on 3D printing and laser sintering of nano inks. He worked on those two projects, for which NASA shelled out $105,000, according to the indictment. The charges against Hu stem from emails and invoices sent in connection to those projects. The University of Tennessee has suspended Associate Professor Anning Hu, who was indicted by federal authorities on felony charges. Hu appeared in federal court Thursday and was appointed a public defender. Here's this guy making big money here. They're giving him a public defender here at the university, in the courthouse over here. A detention hearing has been scheduled for March the 3rd. So this guy's hard to tell what all he's been into, and he's got all kinds of patents over there in China and still working over here at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. So anyway, you know, they've got their hands in a lot of stuff, and the Chinese are really, really moving forward in their space program, especially. And their defense, we've given them so much money, they've got a lot more nuclear missiles and all that stuff than we do, for sure. So back to you up there, Bob, K-A-8-J-O-Y, from N4ROQ, Larry, in Tennessee, on the Liberty Net.
Thank you, Larry. N4ROQ, this is K-H-O-Y. It's a shame how much involvement China has in America, especially in the production of our equipment and the necessities that we use daily. Hopefully, or maybe, with this scare, we will start to move some of that back to America so we're not so dependent. Does that sound reasonable to you? Over.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, we need more, we need these manufacturers to come back to America, that's for sure. So, back to you.
Alrighty, with that being said, Mr. Steve, KA2PTE, let your 58 watts ring out. Over.
Okay, Bob, thanks. KA8JOY and Liberty Net, this is Kilo Alpha 2, Papa Tango Echo, transmitting from Bennington, Burr, York, up in New England, United States of America, I think. And signals are still holding up pretty good here. I can hear everybody really fine still. And I guess maybe the 58 watts is enough to do it tonight. And it looks like this radio is sort of not in too bad shape except for the low RF output. So no other way to test it other than to make some transmissions on the Liberty Net. And if it can do that, I guess it's a halfway decent radio. So. Yeah, very good comments, I guess, on that Kenyan rocket scientist that was supposed to be the president for 8 years. He definitely just loused up a lot of basic traditions and concepts that this country was founded on, just trampled all over them. And I guess, you know, he was allowed to do it because he's black, you know. It's amazing. The Democratic Party didn't put a stop to that. It's just mind-boggling. And they're still going on that same tangent like it was yesterday, really, with what you see going on out there now. And, yeah, Richie, in case you're copying me, I basically said that with things as bad as that, I said maybe it gives an average person like somebody on the Liberty Net a chance to run for office and be successful. So I said you'd be the first one I nominate. So I hope that reached your station. And yeah, I really enjoy you being here on the Liberty Net, and you've always got a huge amount of ammo to spend. And I really enjoy your transmission, so definitely keep coming back and keep doing what you're doing. Really, really important that we talk about these things and just keep talking about them. I think every time you take a shot at it, you break that huge boulder a little bit. You take a little chip out of that big boulder every so often. You know, that big boulder, eventually it's going to look like a pebble one day, but you have to keep getting up every time and getting a hammer and taking a swing at it. And I think we've made a pretty big dent in it as far as things go. It definitely seems like the rudder of the ship is pointing in the right direction, but, you know, we nearly sank this Titanic of ours, this country, with letting something like that happen. And hopefully the ship doesn't really sink before it gets to port, but
definitely has a huge amount of work ahead of him, and he's going to be needing a lot of support. And I think he's doing pretty good considering he's a business person. He's not really a politician that's been in any offices at all. So when you look at that, it's almost like, you know, taking your car to a apprentice mechanic. You know, you're going to have to be patient with him while he learns how to fix your model. But, you know, if he can do the oil change and check the tire pressure and you're satisfied with that, it's a start, you know, and you have to start with something small and manageable whenever you've got somebody new doing a job that they really haven't done before. And could very well be maybe he isn't suited, maybe he won't live up to the expectations that we all have, which are very, very high, you know. And when you put somebody new in there in a real disaster like this, you know, it is difficult. It really, really must be. And I think even somebody, you know, with experience in politics would have a hard time getting this in order. But as long as he's got the rallies going on and he's got all these huge amount of crowds, I'm sure something eventually has gotta break in a big way. And the fact that the Democrats just keep expending all their ammo on him, trying to get him impeached, not once, but I think twice, you know, it just goes to show you, you know, maybe it's not as hard as you think it would be, but all these attacks coming your way, I guess, you know, it must be pretty overwhelming at times to be under constant attack. But for the most part, he's surviving, you know. he gets out there and he does the rallies, and he has people cheering, which, you know, is no small feat to accomplish considering what we've been through. So hopefully he does get reelected. I think it's sort of, I kind of believe it's in the bag. It's got to be. I mean, if he had all of this against him in the beginning when the Democrats didn't want him and they had Obama actually spying on him, and then they come up with this Russian collusion, you know, which, you know, died an early death. You know, it was just such a joke. Everybody had their tongue in their cheek with that. Now I guess they're trying to reconnect that again. You know, I mean, it's just the same thing over and over and over and over. It's even to the stupidest American out there, it eventually has to get through their head, you know, this is ridiculous. And that should be enough to the point where you hear Trump is pretty much going to be the next president for the next 4 years at least. So I feel it's pretty much in the bag. And one thing I always say is the only thing that's worse than underestimating your enemy is overestimating them. You know, don't get too scared of them when they haven't even demonstrated any kind of sound reason or judgment, and they've pretty much lost all the battles so far, but they keep threatening to come back and, I guess, nuke you. But they really don't have the nukes, you know. It's just a big fake and red herring as far as I can see. So anyway, hope that transmission made it out there. And with that, I'll swing it back to Bob, KAHJOY at LibertyNet, from KA2PTE.
Thank you, Steve. Your 58 watts did make it, not a lot above the noise floor, but you're still there, so thank you for your transmission. Mr. Ritchie, it's going to be your turn next, and I can only, in my heart, feel that the good Lord looked upon America. We have a lot of craziness. We have this transgender world. We have all this homosexuality, all that crap, but the larger percentage of Americans are still good. We're not to the total destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. So with that, I hope that he looks upon us in 2020. So it's your turn, sir. KB2DMD, KAHJOY.
KAHJOY, KB2DMD returning. And, yeah, I agree with you, Bob. Oh, your transmission is doing just fine, Steve. You've been S9 plus 10 dB with me all night. And really, you look at the power shelf, it's 50 watts and 100 watts, there's no difference. Now that I'm the receiving end, so you're doing just fine. No, I couldn't agree more, Bob. And certainly the majority of Americans don't agree with the craziness of the left. Trump's numbers at his rallies are a clear indication of that. Let's hope all those people actually vote. But, you know, some of the just, you know, out-and-out bizarre evil that the left represents in it today, and the demon rat party is just beyond belief, and, you know, beyond anything that any right-thinking, you know, normal-thinking person could ever embrace. I'm not so sure that without fervent intercessory prayer we're going to escape God's wrath for, what is it, 60 million aborted babies in this country. That's going to be a tough one. You know, when Cain slew Abel, you know, he was a little bit perplexed how God knew that he did that. And God told Cain, your brother's blood cried out to me. So if the blood of one cried out loud enough for God to hear, imagine what the blood of 60 million, and, you know, that blood runs down the drain and under the, into the sewers and underneath, you know, our whole country for the most part. So, yeah, it's not to be taken lightly. It's, you know, people are always saying, God bless America. I think America should bless God. I think America should get on its knees and thank God for not destroying us like he had Sodom and Gomorrah. Because let's face it, even though you might not be participating in actions like that, the scripture tells us it rains on the just and unjust alike. God is no respecter of persons, Bob. So, yeah, as far as experience in politicians, I vote the inexperienced guy every time, because to me, experience just means very skilled in the ways of crafty politics and scratching each other's back and making money behind the back and sweet pay-for-play deals and all the other garbage that skilled politicians engage in. Now, Donald Trump might not have been skilled in the way of politics, and that's great. That's one of the reasons I voted for him. And you see all the skilled cheaters and liars out there. We're trying to hold that against him. He doesn't have any experience. I said, oh, really? Who is this guy without the experience that they love so much? Because that's the guy I want to vote for. But experienced as a manager? Yeah, certainly. I remember reading his book. I'm sure he didn't write it, but he probably dictated it to somebody. And the chapter on the ice skating rink was classic Trump. He looked out his window. He saw a derelict ice skating rink that used to be really nice that the city had poured bazillions into and couldn't seem to get it working again. So he said, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to fix that. First thing he did, he said, well, let's see, who would I call? Well, it would have to be somebody in Canada because, you know, ice skating is like their national pastime. So he called, you know, I don't know, maybe the Chamber of Commerce. I forget. It's been a while since I read it. Up in Canada and says, hey, who does your ice skating rinks? Pretty good first move, right? They told him there was two major companies in Canada that did their ice skating. So he called one of them, told them what he was looking at. They said, yeah, we can take care of that. And then when it was time to find somebody to manage it and keep it up, he said, you know what, I'll call the Ice Capades. They know a lot about ice skating rinks. And I mean, and this is the way he approaches things. This is why the guy was a success in business. And this is why he makes a successful president. He might not know how to do anything, but he knows the guys that can. You know, he knows how to use the yellow pages, man. And what more do you need to know? You know, because all the other stuff that constitutes knowledge as a politician is generally graft and corruption and things that are going to hurt the Constitution and subsequently hurt we the people of this country. So, yeah, I'll take the inexperienced guy every time when he's running for office. And really, the way public service is supposed to work, it's just supposed to be a temporary time off from your regular vocation, Bob. You know, if you're a shoemaker or a silversmith or, you know, a bricklayer, you know, you put that aside for, you know, for a few years while you go and serve your country in politics, and then you return to that thing that you used to do to make a living. And that's the way it used to always be. We didn't have professional politicians and, you know, people like Schumer and, you know, and that ilk, you know, and the Kennedys, and they're just, you know, that's all they do. And you know what? If you find a guy where that's all he does or all she does, that's somebody you got to watch out for, because they probably are a scoundrel. Anyway, I can't hang out any longer, Bob. I'm going to have to sign on this one. But thanks, everybody, for the wonderful comments and making it such an enjoyable event tonight. It was really great. And my voice is failing me. So another good reason for me to go. 7-3 to all. And good night. See you, Bob. KAJOY and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD listening out.
Thank you, Richie, for your comments. And we are on round number 3, so your timing is impeccable. And as you have said, we need to be on our knees and thank the Lord for not taking us and making us one big puff of smoke. KB2DMD, good night. Back to Bill, KO4FE. Mr. Bill, what say you on round number 3, sir? KO4FE, it is back to you. Are you still with us? Over KHOI.
Can't hear him either.
Well, I think he signed also. So, all right, next on the list, we got Mr. Mo. KDORSA, Mo in Nebraska. Do you have some final thoughts, sir? Over. You're just above the noise level, but I do copy you. Over. It's always a pleasure to hear you way out there in Nebraska. So 73's to you, and have a good week. And our final participant is Jim, K-E-8-I-N-E. Jim, what do you have to close the net for us? Over.
I know I used to show the Kennedy money to some sheriffs in Michigan here, or deputies, and it didn't faze them at all. Like, they were just doing a job, and that's it. But Sheriff Mack at one time said there's only 50 good sheriffs in this country. Now he's got to add about 90 to his list from the ones from Virginia that stood up to the Constitution. The problem is with... there's no sheriff in Connecticut for about 30 years, and there's no sheriff in Delaware. There's only 3 counties there. There's 7 in Connecticut. And they were trying to get rid of the sheriffs in Delaware, and that was one of my son's general out there that was instrumental in getting rid of the sheriff in Delaware. Well, they told the sheriff they had no right to write tickets or anything. So two of them whipped out, and there's another sheriff. He was written up in the Spotlight newspaper quite a while ago. This Jeff Christensen. He's from Sussex County, and he was a fighter. So I spent $1,000, and I'm living on $1,800 a month. And that's not an easy thing to do. But the sheriff's so important, I couldn't resist doing it. And he lost out. So now we have two states with no sheriff. And the sheriffs are the ones that saved Virginia, next there. Plus George Washington, don't believe for a minute he's not watching this whole thing and helping us from heaven. George Washington was very holy, and the Blessed Mother appeared to him in Valley Forge. And you can look up thecedarshrine.org. It's also on Washington's vision, where she appeared to him because he was fighting the biggest enemy of actually the world, the British Crown. And it's so important that we get good sheriffs. If we can get good sheriffs, we can get this country back. That's the secular side. The other side is prayer. And I recommend you pray with all your might now, because Satan's dead is worst right now, especially with this virus. And as far as those companies that went over there, I hope they stay over there and face their medicine for abandoning the United States. And let's get this country back rolling again. We got a lot of work to do. T-A-D-I-N-E, back to net.
Thank you, Jim. Those are some good closing words. And you're right. We definitely need to pray for America and pray for our leaders, especially for our current president. And I'm fortunate in the state of Ohio, we do have the sheriff's office. Each and every county has their own, and they definitely are an important part of our law enforcement. So it is a good piece to it. Well, with that being said, thank you for all the participants. We went about 2 hours on the 29th day of February in the year 2020. So 73s. I don't know where Mrs. Calabash is, but hopefully she's listening. So good night, 73s from KA8JOY and the Great Liberty Net.
Thanks for running out there, Bob. You always do a tremendous job there. Have a good weekend. What's left, and for all of you.
Thank you, Larry. I always appreciate you being the relay when it's necessary, but the band was pretty nice to us tonight.
They sure was. It did fine. Everything was good.
I think a lot of it is that Storm Odell is out towards the Atlantic Ocean, and pretty much high pressure is sitting, kind of sitting over Ohio. We're cold tonight, but we're going to be warm tomorrow with sunny skies, so I think the ionosphere was kind to us. Over.
Oh, yeah. It sure was. It's doing great. So have you heard any more from Vic, W1WCR?
I have not, and I have not talked to Mr. Marty for probably 2 weeks. So I think after I conclude tonight, I might give him a phone call because he's kind of nocturnal, and see what he says and see how the Victor's doing.
That sounds good. We always worry about him and hope he's doing all right. I'd like to hear his voice again. So we'll tell him we're thinking about him and hoping that everything's going good for him if you do get to relay that on.
I will do that. I often look forward to him chiming in myself. So 73s, it's a pleasure. I will look forward to speaking to you again.
Say hi to Marty for me. He's in my prayers.
I will do that, Jim. As I said, I'm going to give him a ring now, and I will tell him. LZ high for me. It's KB0RZ.
This goat, this, your aunt must be off.